he was going into the public sphere and asking, is this man doing what he says he is doing, right? Is he actually trying to defend the country? And if you watch the program, he starts the program with recognition, I think, if you look at it, that this is going to be controversial. And he uses McCarthy's own words to show how McCarthy is being destructive and dishonest.
So the program created quite a stir. McCarthy's popularity declined, some would say, as a direct result of people seeing this broadcast. What was the legacy of McCarthy after that?
You know, in a lot of ways, McCarthy's legacy is a warning of the excesses associated with those kinds of campaigns. I mean, McCarthyism. I mean, he made it into the history books because he was the demagoguery associated with his activities. Other politicians, of course, will take up the mantle of anti-communist fighters, but perhaps not in the same kind of purely opportunistic way.
Is there an analogy in contemporary society to what Edward R. Murrow was doing with his program See It Now in this particular broadcast focusing on the Red Scare? What's the closest analogy to that program and the way he tackled a pretty difficult subject?
This is one of the things that's really interesting about the anniversary in my mind. If you think about what Edward R. Murrow represented in terms of his commitment to free press and a free society and upholding that and dialogue, and even in the broadcast, at one point he says, you know, everyone should be concerned about this program. If you're a friend of Senator McCarthy, and if you're an enemy of Senator McCarthy, both of you should be concerned about the program, about what we're doing here. This should be a dialogue. And in the contemporary landscape, I think a lot of people who are concerned about contemporary media would argue that there isn't the kind of dialogue, there isn't this kind of commitment to free expression and free sort of investigation of how government operates. And I do see some parallels to something like Edward Snowden and the NSA and a broader sort of like citizen journalism that we can scratch back, that goes back to something like WikiLeaks, to the criticism that the modern media, which is controlled by, there's probably like four or five media companies that control all media, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Those media outlets represent those companies, right? So if you want a truly free and open dialogue in the media that isn't biased one way or the other, it's almost impossible to find. I think you can see over the last decade, especially with the spread of social media, the growth of the internet, the sophistication of Web 2.0, citizen journalism, where people are taking it upon themselves to bring stories of social import to the public. I think that because of the costs, because of the consequences, you can see that there are fewer and fewer media outlets that have the opportunity and the resources to investigate things like Edward R. Murrow. I mean, I think that that's one of the criticisms and one of the reasons people really support something like WikiLeaks or report a whistleblower like Edward Snowden. This person brings the reality to the forefront, and then that allows, it gives license to people at a Guardian, at a New York Times to write stories. And that's at some level a little too simplistic because, of course, the New York Times, the Guardian, and papers around the world do, in fact, do investigative journalism.
Would you say people would still get something out of watching the Edward R. Murrow broadcast on McCarthy?
Oh, yeah.
Now?
Yeah. I would recommend that you, if you have the time, go to YouTube and look at it. And look at some of the other news programs of the era. Harvest of Shame was another one he did. It's amazing, still amazing. It is worth your time, and it is worth reflecting on. The value of free press.
I've been speaking to Rollins College Professor Julian Chambliss about the 60th anniversary of Edward R. Murrow's special edition of See It Now, a TV news broadcast about Senator Joseph McCarthy and the Red Scare. Professor Chambliss, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, thanks a lot.